The scriptural selections are from the King James Bible and the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, written by the discoverer and founder of Christian Science, Mary Baker Eddy. Today's topic is entitled, Walk in Love and Gratitude, and You Shall Find Rest for Your Soul. Genesis. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Isaiah. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. From the rising of the sun and from the west, I am the Lord, and there is none else. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And thine eyes shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. The rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, woe, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught? Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach, ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly, at an instant. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for time to come for ever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. But they said, No. And therefore will the Lord wait. He will be very gracious. 1 Kings. The king took counsel and made two calves of gold, and said unto them, It is too much for you to go up to Jerusalem. Behold thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah, and he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, A child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and the altar shall be rent, and the ashes thereon shall be poured out. Stand ye in the way, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem. And that was from Jeremiah. Isaiah, the Lord hath called me from the womb, and he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand that he hid me, and made me a polished shaft, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. 2 Chronicles. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the God of David his father. And in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places and the groves and the carved images and the molten images. In the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded, saying, Go inquire of the Lord for me, and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord to do after all that is written in this book. So they brought the king word again, and the king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the priests, and the Levites, and all the people, great and small, and he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant that was found in the house of the Lord. Genesis. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the statutes and the judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that ye may learn them, and keep and do them. Exodus. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, shall not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet anything that is thy neighbor's. 2 Chronicles. And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand to it. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of all the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Lord their God. And all his days they departed not from following the Lord, the God of their fathers. Genesis. I am the Almighty God. Walk before me, and be thou perfect. Mark. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, and Jesus answering began to speak unto them in parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set an hedge about it, and digged a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to husbandmen, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the husbandmen a servant, that he might receive from the husbandmen of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent unto them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed. And many others, beating some and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-beloved, he sent him also last unto them, saying, They will receive reverence, they will reverence my son. But those husbandmen said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard. What shall therefore the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the husbandmen, and will give the vineyard unto others. Have ye not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected is become the head of the corner. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, for they knew that he had spoken the parable against them. And they left him and went their way. Matthew. When the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Mark. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. Ephesians. Be ye, therefore, followers of God as dear children, and walk in love. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with key to the scriptures, written by Mary Baker Eddy. What can improve God's work? Whatever teaches man to have other laws and to acknowledge other powers than the divine mind is anti-Christian. Existence separate from divinity, science explains as impossible. The Bible teaches transformation of the body by the renewal of spirit. The substance of all devotion is the reflection and demonstration of divine love, healing sickness and destroying sin. Our Master said, If ye love me, keep my commandments. One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. We should strive to reach the Horeb height where God is revealed, and the cornerstone of spiritual building is purity. Man cannot be separated for an instant from God if man reflects God. Thus, science proves man's existence to be intact. The only way to this living truth which heals the sick is found in the science of divine mind, as taught and demonstrated by Christ Jesus. Now, cried the apostle, is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, meaning not that now men must prepare for a future world salvation or safety, but that now is the time in which to experience that salvation in spirit and in life. Now is the time for so-called material pains and material pleasures to pass away, for both are unreal because impossible in science. To break this earthly spell, mortals must get the true idea and divine principle of all that really exists and governs the universe harmoniously. This thought is apprehended slowly, and the interval before its attainment is attended with doubts and defeats as well as triumphs. Who will stop the practice of sin so long as he believes in the pleasures of sin? When mortals must once admit that evil confers no pleasure, they turn from it. Remove error from thought, and it will not appear in effect. The advanced thinker and devout Christian perceives the scope and tendency of Christian healing, and its science will support them. Another will say, Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. Divine science adjusts the balance as Jesus adjusted it. Science removes the penalty only by first removing the sin, which incurs the penalty. Our Heavenly Father, divine love demands that all men should follow the example of our Master and his apostles. Heaven is not a locality, but a divine state of mind in which all the manifestations of mind are harmonious and immortal, because sin is not there, and man is found having no righteousness of his own, but in possession of the mind of the Lord, as the scriptures say. The science of being shows it to be impossible for infinite spirit or soul to be in a finite body, or for man to have an intelligence separate from his Maker. Jesus loved little children because of their freedom from wrong and their receptiveness of right. While age is halting between two opinions or battling with false beliefs, youth makes easy and rapid strides towards truth. Do you keep the first commandment? Art thou in the living faith that is there, that there is and can be but one God, and keeping his commandments? Jesus urged the commandment, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me," which may be rendered, "Thou shalt have no belief of life as mortal. Thou shalt not know evil, for there is one life, one God, good." He rendered unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. He at last paid no homage to forms of doctrine or to theories of man, but acted and spake as he was moved, not by spirits, but by spirit. He swerved not, well knowing that to obey the divine order and trust God saves retracing and traversing anew the paths from sin to holiness. It is not professional reputation, is it not professional reputation and emolument rather than the dignity of God's law which many leaders seek? Do not inferior motives induce the infuriated attacks on individuals who reiterate Christ's teaching in support of his proof by example that the divine mind heals the sick as well as sin? When we wake to the truth of being, all disease, pain, weakness, weariness, sorrow, sin, death will be unknown, and the mortal dream will forever cease. Any hypothesis which supposes life to be in matter is an educated belief. Corporeal sense defrauds and lies. It breaks all the commands of the Mosaic Decalogue to meet its own demands. How then can this sense be the God-given channel to man of divine blessings or understanding? How can man, reflecting God, be dependent on material means for knowing, hearing, seeing? Who dares to say that the senses of man can be at one time the medium for sinning against God, at another time the medium for obeying God? An affirmative reply would contradict the scripture. For the same fountain sendeth not forth sweet waters and bitter. The corporeal senses are the only source of evil or error. Christian Science shows them to be false. A wrong sense of God, man, and creation is nonsense, want of sense. The commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery," is no less imperative than the one, "Thou shalt not kill." Error bites the heel of truth, but cannot kill truth. Truth bruises the head of error, destroys error. Spirituality lays open siege to materialism. On which side are we fighting? You say toil fatigues me, but what is this me? Is it muscle or mind? Which is tired and so speaks? Without mind, could the muscles be tired? Do the muscles talk, or do you talk for them? Matter is non-intelligent. Mortal mind does the false talking, and that which affirms weariness made that weariness. You do not say a wheel is fatigued, and yet the body is as material as the wheel. If it were not for what the human mind says of the body, like the inanimate wheel, would never be weary. The consciousness of truth rests us more than hours of repose in unconsciousness. Never affirm concerning the body what you do not wish to have manifested. We shall not call the body weak if we would have it strong, for the belief in feebleness must obtain in the human mind before it can be made manifest on the body, and the destruction of the belief will be the removal of its effects. Science includes no rule of discord, but governs harmoniously. Our various theories will never lose their imaginary power for good or evil, until we lose our faith in them and make life its own proof of harmony and God. Look for an abatement of these evils, and this scientific beginning is in the right direction. Let us accept science, relinquish all theories based on sense testimony, give up imperfect models and elusive ideals, and so let us have one God, one mind, and that one perfect, producing his own models of excellence. Let us feel the divine energy of spirit bringing us into newness of life. This text in the book of Ecclesiastes conveys the Christian Science thought, especially when the word duty, which is not in the original, is omitted. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. In other words, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Love God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole of man in his image and likeness. Divine love is infinite. Therefore, all that really exists is in and of God and manifests his love. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Exodus 23. This me is spirit, and therefore the command means this. Thou shalt have no intelligence, no life, no substance, no truth, no love, but that which is spiritual. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. It should be thoroughly understood that all men have one mind, one God and Father, one life, truth, and love. Mankind will become perfect in proportion as this fact becomes apparent. War will cease, and the true brotherhood of man will be established. Having no other gods, turning to no other but the one perfect mind to guide him, man, in the likeness of God, pure and eternal, having that mind which was also in Christ. Admit that God has almighty power, is a very present help. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.